Last week, there was something in the news about a high school girl who sued her parents. I don't know the particulars, but it made me think of all the reasons my children would like to sue me. I embarrass them immensely, but this is my intentional and loving parental way of keeping them humble. I can't help it. It's a chronic genetic condition. Last year, as a Christmas present for my daughter, I told her that she could redecorate her room however she liked. We love to watch the HGTV makeover shows, and I thought this would be a fun bonding experience. After months and months of no decisions, I decided to do it myself as a surprise. I made all the arrangements, and when she was out of town for a few days, I scheduled wallpaper, bedding, and all the fun things that we see on HGTV. The problem is, she hated it. Not a little bit, but a lot. It was too pink and too green and too florally and too much like me. Exactly what a teenage girl does not want to be, her mother. She eventually put her own little stamp on her room with a few cringeworthy posters of the notorious B.I.G. and Bob Marley. Thankfully, they will be going with her when she packs up for college. My son would like to sue me because every utterance that comes out of my mouth makes him cringe. It's like the wonk-wonk voice of adults on the Charlie Brown cartoon. Edward is a wonderful prankster, another chronic genetic condition. And one time, late at night, he called and said that he was at a party and the police came to break it up and required parents to come pick up their children. When he called, he put the police officer on the phone. And the police officer had such a strong southern accent that I thought my son was pranking me. So I told the police officer, thinking it was my son, that I thought it would be a fabulous idea for him to spend a few nights in the pokey. Luckily, another mother was on hand to rescue my baby boy from an orange jumpsuit and powdered eggs. I am very thankful that my life was pretty darn perfect. But there was one time when I turned 16 and my parents were kind enough to get a car for me. Unfortunately, it was an orange Pinto. Back when Pintos were blowing up left and right. It had no air conditioner and an AM radio. Yes, I know, never look a gift Pinto in the grill. But really? A Pinto? An orange Pinto? Now that is grounds for a lawsuit.